G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 7. I'm John Barker, joining me as usual, Joel, the asset marshal. Congratulations on winning the D-grade Wednesday night premiership down there in, what is your league called?
It's the Victorian RSL Darts, and we are in Div 4, and the Falcons, yes. You play two comps within a year, and 6 months ago we were second bottom, and now we're premiers. So,
hope for all of us, Carl. All of us failed sportsmen.
Well, exactly, and hopefully that translates into some sort of form reversal in my punting on Emirates Stakes Day, which I must admit at the moment I don't think I'm going to have a single bet on Emirates Stakes Day. I'm just completely turned off the Flemington trap.
Yes, it's been a confidence-shattering few days, but we will hope that we can get things back on track. Two big group ones to go. Chautauqua dominates discussions for one, but let's just think back 7 days when Exosphere dominated discussions for another group one and never looked like winning it. And, of course, the Emirates Stakes are always a wide-open affair and is indeed $5 the field marked in your winning post. Rain falling as we record this on Thursday afternoon as Oaks Day progresses on a soft six track. Not a great deal of sunshine forecast between now and Saturday. So what are you working on, Joel? Soft five?
Yeah, certainly soft. And, well, it's going to be interesting. When is the track pattern going to change around? Maybe late on Oaks Day, maybe Saturday. We're going to get horses sweeping down the outside. But, yeah, it certainly makes it a bit tough.
Okay, we'll take you through the black type races on the nine race Emirates Stakes Day card, starting with race one. It's the racing.com Maribyrnong Plate, over 1,000 metres. Well, the winners in recent times, Joel, have had a lead up run or two to this. Haven't been too many that have tackled it on debut and won it, but you think it might be a different story this year.
Yeah, it's been a while. Five power trip for me. If he runs up to his Cranbourne trial, I think they're going to need to be pretty good to beat him. He just looked very, very good. Sharp turn of foot, coasted to the line, Craig Williams on. I think he'll be very hard to beat. Power Up Rise is one to jump out impressively at Caulfield. War Hero has been ticking along nicely. And Flying Artie, another one that's jumped out quite well. So all first starters for me, but I'm pretty keen. 5, 6, 7, 3.
In this race, I'm going to stick with one that has raced, and that's number one, Del Radian. I liked its maiden win at Bendigo, and that race actually produced the Maribyrnong Plate winner last year in prompt return. And that horse actually won at Bendigo before winning the Maribyrnong Plate. The only difference here is Del Radian has then had a run in between and won the Inglis Banner on Cox Plate Day. The Rolls pattern of the day certainly assisted him, but he got the job done. So I've got him on top from 9 Gloriette, 6 Power Up Rise, and 5 Power Trip.
9 Gloriette for me, impressively bred Sydney trial winner to beat 5 Power Trip, 1 Del Radian, and 3 Flying Artie. And we skip across to race 3. This is the Queen's Cup, usually races as the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, but the Queen's Cup, a Group 3 race that rotates around the principal clubs. This year it's Flemington's turn. Just one of these, this secret number, Godolphin horse, was he paid up for the Melbourne Cup, and is he therefore racing for a big bonus here and fairly fancy to do so, Joel?
Yeah, I'll put him in for second. I'll stick with Bold Sniper, who was better at Rennie Valley last start. Of course, the Melbourne Cup winner, Prince of Penzance, came out of that race. So I'll go Bold Sniper to beat 3 Secret Number, 2 Dandino, and 1 Beaten Up.
Yeah, Secret Number for me, just on the promise of having a bit more upside than the others. So I've got him on top from 2 Dandino, who probably was a bit unlucky to miss out in the Melbourne Cup field. He, after all, performed well in the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup in 2013. 3rd number 1 Beaten Up, and 4th number 5 Bold Sniper.
Yes, you might, boys might have to move in a little bit closer to the microphone, because we're not actually under attack here at Winning Post Towers. It is just very heavy rain, and pity for all those dressed in their finery for Ladies' Day just down the hill. Not the best of weather, but if you can't hear us, it's just the weather. Now, race 4, And, you know, you probably think you're lucky stars. Race 4, Hilton Hotels and Resorts Stakes, 1,400 metres for three-year-olds, a listed event, Joel.
Yeah, the way we have been tipping, we probably should be under fire. 8, Narimu, created a big impression on debut. Well-bred and looks pretty handy. I think he can take the next step to beat 3, Les Darcy, 2, Secret Profit and 10, Valentino.
Yeah, I'll go with number 3, Les Darcy, on top. I like the last start when at Mooney Valley over 1,200. And the rise to 1,400 metres should be ideal from Barrier 5. Got it on top from 10, Colantino, a horse that they thought was Carbine Club stakes bound, but then they decided to separate their stablemate that actually ended up winning the race, Mahida, I think it was called. Yeah, Mahida. So Colantino, that definitely goes in. For third, I'm putting in your top selection, number 8,
Narimu.
And for fourth, number 1, Demonstrate.
Demonstrate for me on top, number 1 to beat 2, Secret Profit, 3, Les Darcy, and 5, Ragazzo del Corsa. Race 6 is the first leg of the quaddy at Flemington on Saturday. And first of the group 1s, it's worth $1 million. It is the Daly Classic over 1,200 metres, part of the Global Sprint Series. And Chautauqua all the rage at $1.50. Joel, you are going against?
With Chautauqua, just looked awesome this prep, and I think he'll get this win. He obviously got beaten this race last year by Terra Vista, but I think he'll get revenge here. 2, Chautauqua. I actually think 10, Lamoski's the Quinella horse. She's a good there, good down the straight. They scratched her from Oaksday to be kept for this. 4, Terra Vista in for third, and 8, Shrikandi for fourth.
Yeah, Chautauqua on top for me. Has the best form. The last start win, the Manicado, was excellent. Hard to go past it. The second I've put in, number 7, Delectation, who really finished off nicely last Saturday and probably should have won if the track was, not biased. For third, number 3, Bobin. And for fourth, number 4, Terra Vista.
2, Chautauqua for me from 4, Terra Vista. 8, Shrikandi. 10, Lamosti. Race 7, second leg of the quaddy, second of the group 1s. Emirates Stakes, 1,600 metre handicap, worth $1 million. And, the dogs are certainly have been barking the Godolphin Run. It hasn't been a great carnival for them, it must be said. But the dogs have been barking the Godolphin Run at Bow Creek ever since the unlucky second to turn me loose in the Crystal Mile at Mooney Valley, Joel.
I'm going to go number 10, Amavatio, here down in the weights. Really impressive win first up. Had excuses at Mooney Valley, just the track didn't suit. Track pattern didn't suit, and I thought down in the weights he could run a big race each way. 10 Amavatio to meet 3 Turn Me Loose, who's flying, 1 Lucky Hustler, and 4 Bow Creek.
Yeah, Bow Creek on top for me, but I thought he'd come up better odds. 480 favourite does surprise me. But even the second favourite, Magic Artist, sure, he probably should have won the McKinnon, but he was in the highway on the fence and climbing all over the hills last time. Maybe 550 is a touch of unders. But Bow Creek on top for me. From number 5, Disposition, who I thought won nicely last Saturday. For third, number 3, Turn Me Loose. And for fourth, number 13, Maze Dream. But the chances certainly don't end there. Quite an open Emirates Stakes.
4, Bow Creek for me to beat 3, Turn Me Loose. 11, Politeness. And 6, Magic Artist. Race 8, third leg of the quaddy, Presto Matriarch Stakes, Group 2, 2,000 metres. For mares, Joel.
This is the special horse of the carnival, number 15, Spanish Love. I think she might cause a boil over in the Matriarch Stakes. Been waiting a long time for them to put blinkers on this horse, and they finally, have. She showed ability in jump outs early in her career with blinkers on. They go on Saturday. She had no luck last start. I know her form's a little bit patchy, but I think she might cause a big upset. 7 Ballet Suites going well. 1 Lucia Valentina's the class, and 4 Ponderosa Miss is a classy Kiwi that will wipe the wet.
I'm going to go with number 8 Manageress here. I really like the first up run in the Blazer when it ran second to La Passe, and then just forget the Mooney Valley run where the pattern was totally against. And all things being equal, I think the run was quite good the way it finished off out wide. So third up, rising the 2,000 metres, Flemington's her track, and got her on top from the class run, the number 1 Lucia Valentina, who might appreciate the bit of giving the ground. Third, putting in number 9, Ungrateful Alan, and for fourth, number 7, Ballet Suite.
1 Lucia Valentina for me to beat 13 Zarzali, 8 Manageress, and 16 Longface Grace. Race 9 is not a black type race, but we may as well finish off the quaddie. It is the Emirates Airline Handicap. $100,000, 1,400 metres. Where's Rock Pepper? Nowhere to be seen, but we will still need the winner if we're to complete the quaddy, Joel.
Number two, Mirage on top from 10, Allman, Peter Moody, Quinella. Mirage, I think I'll have a fair bit of improvement in him from that fresh run, which was quite good. Three, Reldas is going super, and five, Jarvis worth another chance.
Yeah, Malaguerra for me is dominant on Melbourne Cup Day. Gave the track record almost a bit of a nudge, and well, the soft ground won't even pull him up either. He's got a really nice soft record, and since he's been gelded, he's won three out of his past four. So on top for me from five, Java, seven, Longeron, and the fourth, number three, Reldas.
And I am with 15, Manapine. First up for Nigel Blackiston to beat three, Reldas, two, Mirage, and nine, Malaguerra. Best and value bets on the program. My best is one that we did not discuss, and that is race two, number 10, Devan, coming back from the 2400 of the Bendigo Cup. Big run behind the offer, who was far from disgraced in the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. Devan, very lightly raced horse, plenty of talent, and should be winning race number two. And my value bet was another one we didn't discuss, race five, number eight, for the Mar team down from the Sunshine Coast, Harada Bay. Joel?
Well, it's been a tough week. We're going to go out in a blaze of glory. My best is Spanish Love, race 8, number 15, and I'll make my value Amavatio, race 7, number 10.
My best is Malaguerra in the last race, race 9, number 9, and my value bet is Manageress, race 8, number 8.
Well, you heard it, listeners. Joel's very special horse marked at $34 in the winning post, so that will turn a... Well, it'll turn your Flemington frown right upside down. Canterbury, best track in Sydney, gets a rare Saturday meeting, but they haven't exactly come out of the woodwork to race there. Fields, again, not particularly huge, although, of course, the highway handicap's got the full 12 plus one emergency, although one's out, I see, is full field of 12 at this stage. And Carl, in trademark fashion, you are waiting for the last two races for your best, starting with the best one, which is race 8, number 6, Marvelous Ceremebo.
Yeah, I saw this race, his last start, which was last Saturday, alongside Murray Baker. Of course, Bjorn Baker trains this horse, and I think Murray was of the opinion if this horse got out in clear galloping room earlier, it would have won by a fair distance, and I tend to agree. I think it was very unlucky. It's on the quick backup, it's reasonably well weighted, and it does perform consistently out of the stakes, winning Mare Maslin Beach. So I got Marvelous Ceremebo on top, and my value bet comes up in race 9. It's number 5, Sanzio, by Redoute's choice out of Divine Madonna, that Emirates Stakes winner. Model of consistency of late, just without winning, placed its past five. I just think gets in well at the weights, particularly after the scratching of the stablemate, which has compressed the weight scale just a wee bit. And I think Sanzio, I think he can get the job done and go one better.
My best is in the last, Better Not Blue, race 9, number 2, really encouraging return. Should probably have won the Gold Coast Guineas last prep. He's pretty handy, this bloke. I think he'll win, and my value is Skripchenko, race 7, number 3. Been trialling really well. She put three together last prep. I think she's got a bit of a future, and she'll be hard to beat fresh.
And Carl, we're waiting here also till late on the Morfettville program in Adelaide on Saturday, kicking off with race 7, number 5. Your best, Heronoa.
Yeah, Heronoa was a sprinter that's promised plenty for quite some time, but just hasn't quite delivered. Perhaps that may start to change on the weekend. Three starts go around third in the Balaclava Cup Day sprint. That race had plenty of depth, and there was a lot to like about the way he found the line. He was fifth at listed level, two starts go behind the Messina Nymph, and then last time was second behind Iron Gypsy, who contests a race on Oaks Day at Flemington. I think Heronoa, just a small drop down in class, can get the job done. And my value bet comes up in the last. That's race 8, number 5, Miss Julia, who was a good Ararat winner four starts ago. I liked the run at Morfettville two starts back over 1,500, and then had a bit of excuses there last time with the apprentice Aaron Boyd on. Senior rider back on. Miss Julie is always thereabouts in this company, and you know, $12, she's an each way bet to nothing.
Anything from you, Joel, at Morfettville?
No, I'll pass Morfettville.
All right, well, hit us up with Doomben, where they are racing in Brisbane on Saturday, and you're saving your best to last as well. Race 8, number 5, Stormcraft.
Yeah, he's a smart galloper, this. Tipped him a couple of weeks ago, and he charged at the line. Look, Doomben's not going to be his track. He's a big horse. He's going to need a little bit of luck from barrier 1, but he's drawn well, but that's a good barrier for him. And if he gets the breaks, he'll be very, very hard to beat. But keep following him. My value is the Inventor. Race 2, number 2. Up sharply in trip last start, got shuffled back. I thought he found the line well. He looks ready now. And, hopefully he'll be hard to beat. Should be around $5 or $6.
Okie dokie. Ascot, there's a few black type races there. And the first of those is race 4, the Fair Effort Stakes, a listed race for 3-year-old colts and geldings.
6 Universal Law for the Williams-Peters-Pike combo, 3 for 3, can win again. 5 Key to Fame for 2nd, 3rd Who Dat Singer, and which is number 10, and for 4th number 3, Man Booker.
And you are still on Delicacy, who was expected to resume with a win recently, but had a bit of a setback, and is resuming here. Delicacy, the multiple classic winner of last season, participates in race 5, the Warroa Lee Steer Stakes, over 1400 metres at weight for age.
Yeah, that setback is the query, but just all of these Grand Williams and Bob Peters horses are resuming with wins, so I'll stick with her. Certainly watch the market though. 1 Blackheart Bart, hard to beat. 5 Magnificio, got a great second up record, and 7 Wink and a Nod. It's a good race that.
And the other black type race at Ascot on Saturday is race 7, the Ascot Gold Cup, listed race over 1800 metres. And here we see your value bet, Joel, come up number 6, Dark Musket.
Yeah, nice staying type. Stepped up to the 2200 and won a listed race last prep. Said the 2 runs back, up to 1800 third up. Does have to step up in class and prove himself in open company as a 4-year-old, but I think he can at good odds. To beat 9 Illuminated, the favourite, 8 Helms Gate, and 2 Rebel Sun. As you said, he is my value, Dark Musket. My best is Lucky Streak. I thought he was home last week. He got run down by the short price Silver Stream. No Silver Stream in race 3 on Saturday at Lucky Streak. Should be winning race 3, number 9.
All right, early in the day, Group 1 action across the Tasman at Riccarton in Christchurch on the South Island. We have the Southies 43rd NZ 2000 Guineas.
Yeah, the Soul Filly, Serena Miss. She's going to try and win this and back up in a week's time and win the fillies. The Rogerson stable had Katie Lee do the double a few years back, and this filly looks just as good. She's a big, ranging filly, just going to keep improving. Might be an ATC hoax horse in the autumn. 1 last start, that was her 3rd run in. I think she'll beat the boys here again to beat 9 Extravagant, 10 Alibaba, and 8 Slice of Cake. Serena Miss is my best. My value is race 10, number 14, Jewel of the Naki, down from the north. Her recent form's good, gets the blinkers on and does draw well for Lisa Allpress. To wrap up the other meeting, my best is Massive Dash, which is race 5. Number 7, both runs back have been super, out to 1400 suit, she's unbeaten in 2 goes at the trip. And my value is Promise to Rain, race 3, number 13, really good debut for 4, hit the line hard, up to a mile, should be perfect.
All right, well, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Of course, your winning post covers not just Saturday, but Friday through all the way through to Sunday, with plenty of form, plus fields for Monday, plus plenty of great reading, including both Shane Templeton and Tony Kneebone on page 95 about our new Melbourne Cup champion, jockey Michelle Payne. Tony, as some of you may recall, in fact, literally wrote the book on the Paynes back in 1996, and has kept an eagle eye on them ever since, and that is a good page of reading entertainment for you over the weekend, in addition to all the form and your usual action that you get in winning post. Carl, on Sunday, the feature meeting is at Ararat, Ararat Gold Cup, and program China Bowl, and in the China Bowl, you have found a very special horse in the Darren Weir stable.
Yeah, Profit Share. He's a horse that has a tendency to race a bit keenly in his races. I know a few people might be wanting him over a little bit further ground, but I just think 1300 second up might be the key to him. Draws kindly in barrier 9, middle draw, should settle just off the speed, and I think he's got a touch of class. It's a very open China Bowl, it must be said. Plenty of nice horses, Tycoon Taro dropping out of stakes class, Majestic Duke, the provincial plate winner. coming back, and there's, you know, Running Bull was a really nice run at Moonee Valley, and he's third up from a spell, but just drawn the car park. So really good race, the China Bowl, the Ararat Gold Cup. I've gone with Straightjacker. There was a 10-length winner of the Mortlake Cup last Saturday, and good luck to all the connections there. I think they've got a pretty handy country cup source in the making.
Alrighty, well, that leaves us only to wish you a profitable finish to the Flemington Carnival, which we are going to try to assist with our best $20 bet of the weekend. I will kick off with a $20 Quinella. Race 3 at Flemington on Saturday. The Queen's Cup numbers 2 and 3 won't be a massively paying Quinella, but I'll cop any collect at this stage of the game. Joel?
10-inch race, Spanish Love, race 8, number 15 at Flemington.
And I'll go Canterbury Park, race 8, number 6, Marvellous Serenigo, 20 to win.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.